Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
They are in the process of finalizing a deal with Blake Butera to manage the team. He is 33 years old. Danny, we are both decidedly older than both the new president of baseball operations, 35-year-old T-Bone, Paul Taboni, who sat in that seat with us for an hour.
That's right.
And the 33-year-old skipper-to-be, Blake Butera of the Washington Nationals. He is going to be the youngest manager introduced when the Nats finalized their deal with him in the big leagues since 1972. Pretty amazing. You're going back over 50 years to find a manager hired this young. His experience includes 4 years as a minor league skipper at the single A level, where in those four seasons he finished in first place four times and was a two-time champion at his level. He then went to the player development side, all in the Rays organization. There are very few orgs. When it comes to not spending money and winning baseball games, there's nobody better than Tampa Bay. You've dipped into that talent pool, a guy that coached, that managed, and he has run their player development staff over the last couple of years. So this is a developmental mind, an instructor, a teacher. And at just 33 years old, he will be young and have energy to match a very young clubhouse. This is ballsy. This is a big, big risk.
This is a limb.
35-year-old GM to hire a 33-year-old manager that most people outside of the inner workings of baseball don't know. But I got to tell you, Danny, I love it.
Well, it's exciting. And it's exciting because it shows boldness. It's very easy to go, this guy managed the bigs before, did fine. You know, your NFL equivalent of a Dan Quinn, to be honest with you, right? Or MLB equivalent of a Dan Quinn. Someone that's been around, good track record, players like decades of sample, involved with the Legion of Boom, coordinator for Dallas with it turned you over a lot, Super Bowl trip with Atlanta. That's safer. That's easier. Big league manager with big league time, you know, has done the walk to the mound to change pitchers at the big league levels. Then everything with the major leaguer before. There's going to be, you know, a dozen players probably per weekend that are older than this guy. This is a bold hire, and it tells you a lot, I think, about this front office. They are not here to wait around. They are not here to get the approval of baseball's old guard. They're going to run things a certain way. And to me, something you used to talk about all the time when you were grilling Bruce Allen correctly is, why don't you go get the sous chef from the best kitchen? Why don't you do that? Well, they went to a pretty good kitchen where you develop players on a budget to compete with the big boys that have 10x payrolls of what you do at the major league level and said, we are going to make this thing efficient. We're going to take the guys that not everybody else could and would deal with and turn them into quality big leaguers at far a fraction of a cost. Very easy to get a headline and go get $300 million worth of this great, exciting player from Japan that hasn't set foot here and win posting fees. Very easy to go dip your toes into free agency and go sign Juan Soto to $500 million. This is harder, right? But this is kind of the mold. You want someone that's been in that kitchen picking, having players come to your doorstep and you go, you're responsible for them being a lot better. Come back and see in a couple months.
Here's what I like most about this move. There's a few things that right away, and I'm reacting to his resume, not the person specifically, because I don't know him personally. I haven't been around him. I've texted some people who have worked with him, above him, below him in organizations and gotten some good intel, and they all absolutely rave about him. But I am reacting to the idea of hiring a 33-year-old who's never been a big league manager, who has managed at the minor league level, who's worked in player development. And here's what I really like. Number one is what you just said. You're going to the player development and scouting monster Toboni's trying to build here in D.C. that the Rays have, and you're plucking one of their elite young talents away. Smart. You ran player development. He's coached in one of the best systems in the sport. He's managed at that minor league level. Good. On top of that, I think that he is exactly going to be in lockstep, like-minded with Paul Toboni on how he views the world, how he views the game of baseball. Toboni said, when we talked with him, that while being a previous manager at the major league level was a feather in the cap, it wasn't going to be the end-all, be-all, it wasn't going to be a prerequisite, he is looking for people that aren't just solely analytical, but who are open-minded to data and R&D, and who think like the old guard in some ways as well. He is that guy. He played college baseball. He played professional baseball, and then he became a data-driven R&D analytics guy. He's got both backgrounds. You know who else is cut from that same cloth? Blake Butera,
yep.
Who played at Boston College for 4 years, was drafted, found out at about 25 years old, this ain't going to work. I'm probably not going to make the big leagues. They loved him so much internally in the organization, they said, you know, we think you could be a really good coach if you want to start doing that. And he immediately starts managing a team by the time he's 25 years old in the minors. But he's got the playing background. He views the game through that lens. He's got the reverence and respect for the scouts that view the game as a former player. But he's also got the chops of the R&D, the data. They're trying to blend the two together. I think that's really smart. For the people that will knock this based on his age, Sean McVay was hired to be an NFL head coach just past 30 years old. I remember all kinds of mud being slung at him. But all of us who knew Sean McVay, I'd been around him for an extended period of time in D.C., really gotten to know him. I remember talking to him on the phone as he was interviewing for jobs for San Francisco, L.A., some of the other stops that were calling him. And he said one of the things he thought that was best about his interview process is he was able to go into all those rooms, Danny, and tell those teams, Wade Phillips is coming with me wherever I end up. If I go to the Niners, he's my DC in San Fran. If I go to the Rams, he's my DC in LA. And he thought it gave him this added credibility of being with a real veteran lifer who he had sat down with and convinced to be a package deal. And I bring this up to say maybe you need to have a bench coach that's experienced.
Right, you're grizzled, gray-haired, 65-year-old.
Maybe you need somebody with some pelts on the wall on the staff. But McVay was smart enough to know that his age helped him a lot. Relatability. The way he viewed the sport, being able to keep up with some of the trends, the energy he was going to bring to the job, all of those things. But there were also shortcomings, and he was able to work around those deficiencies by having a staff around him that could allow him to do that. And that's going to be important for Butera. But this idea that someone is young so they're unqualified is flawed. I love what Washington is doing. They are trying to reinvent themselves after years of failing and hitting at way too low a batting average in both draft and development, every move they've made has been to kind of make a sea change and go in a completely different direction in both areas.
You could see it. Yeah. I mean, the hope here is that you look up in 15 years and these two have made beautiful music together. This is your, you know, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes type relationship to borrow again from football. You're hoping that those two guys, you know, cut across multiple different casts of players as you kind of go forward, right? As you have multiple builds in this thing. And it's a way to be sustainable even when you don't win the bidding war for Bryce Harper. Again, I keep coming back to Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani or, the next superstar where this is the only way to do it is the one, you know, moonshot where we go win the bidding and the free agent happens to like the school system here and wants to live in this area, et cetera. There are a million things pulling in that direction. You need to control the controllables, which again is your talent development, what you do internally, players that I don't mean to say this in a kind of crude way, but players that don't have a choice. In other words, I draft Grant Paulson to the Washington Nationals. I got you for years. What can I get out of you? Right? Once you've earned big league service time, you got the right to free agency. I don't begrudge that. You go do what you want. You can sign here, sign somewhere else. That's part of the process. But there are years where I, as the team, can get great value out of you. That must be maximized. And it can't be once. It can't be a couple of times. Or, isn't it a nice story that Jacob Young is a Gold Glove finalist? No. You need an organizational-wide, endless army of production that you can then supplement with free agency. This is the most efficient, efficient is not the right word. This is the way to do it without winning every bidding war and be sustainably competitive.
Here's what I want to know about this hire now and what the next things to figure out are. Okay, the Nats go get a 33-year-old skipper. Not official yet, but soon after the World Series, they'll be introducing Butera as their new manager. What does the staff look like? I just talked about bench coach. Does he have to hire a former big league manager to be his bench coach? I think it's hard to find a guy whose ego allows him to take a job like that, who's been a skipper before, but you can find possible options. One name that was floated to me, and this would be really interesting, if Rocco Baldelli does not get a managerial job, I would not be surprised if he's in the discussion here as a bench coach. Somebody like that with that type of experience.
Yeah, played at the highest level, has managed before.
Exactly. Yeah. That would be significant. I hope they go young on the staff with teachers. I hope they go young with guys like Butera as, you know, possible instructors, developers. You're not going to stop developing at the major league level when you've got a young rebuilding team. So fill out the staff with as many guys like him as possible. I think the pitching coach hiring is going to be huge. I hope Sean Doolittle is still involved in the organization in some capacity on that part of the staff. But the bench coach now is what I'm most interested in.
Yeah.
You can go super young, no big league experience, very little managerial experience at a very low level of the minors if you want to. But I do think they need someone with some pelts on the wall on that staff. So I think that becomes a really important part of it.
I like that thought process because there is an inevitable pushback. I mean, Jason Worth, who's from a different time, a different breed, told us a funny story about when he's in Seattle for a cup of coffee at the end of his career, Analytics Andy comes up and goes, you should try to pull the ball in the air.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Don't talk to me anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's a translation there.
He literally, right? Yeah, basically verbally gave the guy a swirly.
Yeah.
And he told us that story. Now, I will push back and say a lot of the Jason Worths of baseball are kind of dying off proverbially.
Oh, totally.
He's not in baseball anymore, and I think that's symbolic of there are guys like him, but there's a lot less guys like him than there used to be.
Totally fair. I use that as an extreme example, but there's a, hey, we're going to try this, and with that, and it's like, what? You know, it's hard. I can't come up with a great example because, you know, some of the rules now, you can't do super shifting. But, like, if shifts were legal and he came in as the 33-year-old, not having played in the big leagues, and he's like, all right, we're going to have 8 guys line up to the left of second base. I may not want to do that from you, dude, that never played at this level. And then if Big League Billy is there, who's done it before, is going, no, guys, here's why, and I'll explain it to you in terms you can understand. being able to walk both sides of the line, I think, is important. And a guy with big league experience that's been in, you know, it's made those pitching changes, that's gone through a grind of a season of 162 plus spring training and everything else, understands the bumps and the bruises and everything that goes with it, that might help solidify, reinforce, translate into terms that, you know, the guy that didn't grow up in the era of VR training in your hotel room, you know, might be able to understand.
True. Also, you got to think about the team that they have and that they will have. They're not going to have many guys older than him. You know, there are big league clubhouses where you slot in a 33-year-old manager who's never done it before in the Dodgers clubhouse, let's say, with a bunch of superstar MVPs on their way to the Hall of Fame, or maybe the Yankees clubhouse, and maybe there would be a little bit more butting of heads. You're bringing him in to match the energy of the youth, of the exuberance of all a bunch of kids that are learning to play baseball at the major league level. There was a lack of accountability. There was a lack of instruction. There was a lack of fundamental teaching, in my opinion. And if they were teaching it at a high level, it wasn't sticking, so it doesn't matter, because the message wasn't getting through. Hopefully a lot of that changes. I also want to know what this hire means for the roster, because here's my perception. I don't think you go out and get a 33-year-old manager if you're Paul Toboni this week, if you're not planning on really rebuilding this thing and being young and, frankly, wearing it at the major league level for a couple of seasons. When he was sitting in this seat in studio, point blank asked him something along the lines of, hey, it's not that hard to accidentally get to a wild card like the Reds did. Mm-hmm. If you go out and spend some money this offseason, you could be in the 82 to 85 win mix if everything goes right and you stay healthy. Is that the goal, or would you rather really detonate this thing? I know it's been a lengthy rebuild, but do it the right way, start over, and see if you can have more success and ask for more patience from a fan base that has been very patient. This hiring makes me think that they're doing the latter. I don't think you bring in a 33-year-old who hasn't managed above single A, who is a player development mind and a minor league instructor, if you're planning on trying to win right away and go add veterans. So this, to me, signifies that maybe you do trade Mackenzie Gore, which I think they should do this offseason. It means that maybe you do shop C.J. Abrams. I'm less excited and inclined to do that. I'd move him to second and try to extend him. But that would be an option for them as well. So I look at this hiring as to what does it mean about Toboni's mindset and philosophy going forward. And it makes me think, Danny, this is not a, we've got a foundation I really like, let's add a couple of veterans and try to get over 500 in the next year or so. I think this actually signifies they may do the opposite.
You may be right about that. I hadn't thought of it in those terms exactly, but you know, you when you come into a new situation and clean house this way, there is some, I know I understand the backdrop of the fans that have been here the whole time where Toboni and company have not. And we're going, come on, dude. I'm looking at my watch. It's been 6 years. When?
This is year seven. I've been waiting since 2019. This is year eight. And Toboni's going, nah, bro, this is year two. What are you talking about?
And I think that both are valid, right? But from a fan's perspective, I get it. Because if they're you know, lowering ticket prices in an interim, okay, fine. But they're not, right?
There's only one way to do it right, though.
Yeah.
And Toboni needs to listen to nobody on the outside.
Yes.
And go come in here and do it the correct way at the correct pace. And if that means you lose butts and seats, so be it.
So be it. Yeah,
if that means we'll see you in 3 years, guys. I mean, all you can do is do it the right way.
Yeah, and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Totally. And the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is worth it, is kind of the point here. Now, it was the first time. I mean, there was a lot of losing. They opened up the new ballpark with a bad team, which is rare. You don't usually see that. Yes.
08, 09, 10, 11, and then some of 12.
Yeah, and then that 11 team that finished 80-81 was kind of the first glimpse of, and then they're off to the races in 2012. That took a while. I don't know that it takes as long, but it's going to take some time. And I think that's what this signing it probably signifies. I think you went to the next step very well.
But the Wizards are the example here of that's not a good atmosphere right now. Go to a Wizards game.
Yeah.
You know, unless people are there for the opposing fan base is showing up for their team or whatever, there's a lot of nights where it's pretty dead at Capital One Arena. You can't worry about that right now.
Right.
What you're telling Ted Leonsis, if you're, you know, Winger and Dawkins, is we're going to build it and they're going to come. You'll make the money on the back end, trust us. Believe in this process that we're executing right here. And that's what Toboni's got to do. Last thing that I'm curious about with this hire, how much does Toboni end up being involved? And I don't mean him specifically, although he's part of it. Like the front office get involved in management. A lot of these newer school teams, a lot of times with managers at the big league level, especially the younger, and I would think 33-year-old, youngest in 50 years, Butera qualifies for this, if you're not dealing with a Dusty Baker or a Tony La Russa or, you know, a Brian Snitker or one of these dudes who's been around for a long time or whatever, Bruce Bochy, they're going to bang heads with you every time you want to tell them what needs to be done in the lineup, right? I don't know how much that's going to be the case. Are the Nats going to be a team where the game's kind of managed before it starts in a lot of ways? Where, hey, here's your lineup.
Yeah, here's today's matchups that we want and that we don't want.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you are not to have name that reliever against name this hitter.
Seventh inning, when this guy pitches, these are the two guys you can use against him. You just give him the answer key. I think there's going to be a lot of that with this organization probably, just as they get more data intensive. I'm perfectly okay with that, by the way. I think that's kind of what the sport is now. You get a lot of that even with the Dodgers and a guy like Dave Roberts. But I wonder how much a part of the process that was for Toboney. If you're Adam Peters, you get one shot to run your own shop, maybe. So you come in here and you go, what head coach can I work with that I really like that can build a culture and be a, you know, nice symbiotic relationship with me, but also I'm going to get to do some of the things I want to do. Dan Quinn's going to say yes a lot because we see things the same way, or because he just wants to coach ball. And maybe someone else might have wanted a little more power and you're going to butt heads. I wonder with Toboney if you go, you know, this guy would be good, but I really like the way this guy sees the game. And also, I think he's going to be able to work with us a little more on how we want to manage this thing from the front office. I wonder how much a factor that's going to be moving forward here.
I think that's, again, another good question. I think you need to be able to do both. So in other words, my spreadsheet can, you know, this isn't anti-analytics, but my spreadsheet, again, can tell me today's best matchup is Grant Paulson and his sinker against Darius Dameron and the fact that, you know, he swings over the top of a lot of balls. That could be my spreadsheet. Well, I'm going to know that day. Grant comes to me and goes, God, my arm is barking, Skip. I feel overworked. I got up a couple times last week. My back's a little bit sore. I didn't sleep great in the hotel room, right? So all of a sudden, that spreadsheet needs to be, you know what? I can't do that spreadsheet today. I got to manage a little bit by feel. I've got your data, but I also need to be able to defend my choices above. I went with my gut. We can't just do that, but we also can't be a slave to anything, right?
I think managers manage in-game and make fewer decisions now than ever before.
Agreed.
So much is dictated. So what do you want in a manager? You want a relationship builder. You want someone who runs and keeps a very harmonious clubhouse, has really good relationships with players. And I think in the Nationals case, Danny, you want a player development mind.
And that's needed right now, yeah.
And that's what they're bringing in. Think AJ Hinch when he got the job coming off PD roles. Gabe Kapler is cut from a, you know, similar type of cloth, having done both the coaching and the developing at the minor league level. So an exciting day for the Nationals. Again, 35-year-old president, 33-year-old manager. The youth movement is very much on for Washington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.